is Robert, LionEye.com. It's a LionEye.com. It's not a LionEye.com. It's a LionEye.com. LionEye.com. I have recovered. I'm no longer as depressed as you heard if you listened to the podcast from the stands on Saturday. Well, I shouldn't say I've recovered. I'm still pretty broken up about it. But the one good thing from Saturday is I went to the basketball game as well. And, you know, I even walked through the doors thinking, this is not going to make me feel better. Nothing can make me feel better. We just lost a 1-9 Minnesota. And in our flurry of dunks in the early second half, I felt better. Surprisingly. And that's, you know, that's status quo for an Illini fan, that in the fall you get really frustrated, and then in the winter you feel better. So, as I've said before, I've always been a guy that I can't turn basketball on until football's over. Used to work out really good, I mean, because basketball used to not start. I saw my ticket stubs. Yes, I keep ticket stubs. And I'll even say this. I used to write the score on the ticket stubs. Like, when I was in Crush in school, like 1993, I saw the first game, game one, was against LaSalle on December 1st. So we didn't even start the game till December. And that was the Jerry Hester's first game. He scored 20 points. I have so much useless Illini knowledge in my head. Anyway, so I used to, you know, it used to be easy. Football be over November 15th, basketball start December 1st, and you were good. Now, you know, basketball starts first week of November, and football goes to December 3rd, so there's overlap. I still can't, you know, I don't know. I guess I can't turn one off or turn one on until the other one's turned off. But basketball did make me feel good. All of that to say, let me get to the game. Here's a few things I thought. One, here's a prediction. I think DJ Richardson will go down as the most underappreciated Illini player ever. And I say that because he's a four-year guy. He's probably not an NBA guy. I don't know. Maybe he's fringe. Maybe he doesn't have the height, length, athleticism. I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. But he just seems like that four-year guy that's totally, completely consistent in everything he does. And he was that the other night, hitting floaters in the lane and hitting threes and playing solid defense and everything else. So as you look at how this sets up and all these recruiting classes and Jeremy Richmond and Myers Leonard and next year Shaw and Abrams and Egwu and Henry arrive, and I just feel like DJ is going to be kind of the solid, consistent guy that no one really talks about that much. But that's great. You know, every team needs that guy. I think in 2 years he can be the Roger Powell of that team, the glue. You know, he's better skills than Powell. You know, different kind of player, but I'm really, really excited about DJ. He's just solid. Same thing with Brandon Paul. You know, it looks like our point guard rotation is McCamey, maybe 32 minutes, and then Paul, 6 minutes, and then maybe Crandall Head a couple minutes here and there. I was kind of hoping Joe Bertrand would be the point guard of the future. It'd be Steve Bardo, too. We could have a tall, lanky point guard. May still happen, but as for right now, it looks like Brandon Paul's our backup, and that leads you to think next year when McCamey's gone and Abrams is a freshman, is Brandon Paul starting point guard? Do we go Paul, DJ, maybe Richmond, and let the three of them handle the ball, you know, kind of D. Darren and Luther like? My worries from the game, I'm worried going into New York City, what do we do when these shots don't fall? We were hitting everything. So what's our offense when the shots don't fall? What's our offense like what happened when we went to Vegas last year and the shots weren't falling and we fell apart? What are we going to do in New York? I'm concerned. And I'm also concerned, Tisdale again, two early fouls and sat down. So if he does that, is Leonard ready for the big picture and, you know, the bright lights of New York City? I don't know. But I tell you what, I did feel good when Paul had his facial, when Mike Davis had his dunk a few minutes later. I found myself clapping on a day I swore I wouldn't clap. So made me feel better. I'm excited to see what we can do in New York City. So go Illini.